The class erupts in cheers. A chance to get out of the classroom is joyous news indeed, a sign that we have more privileges than the younger classes. But I've got a sense of unease remembering my own trip to the caves and the diary of Mary Dowd still in the back of my closet. Well, it's far too beautiful a day to be stuck here in this classroom discussing doomed damsels in boats. You may start your free period early, and if anyone asks, you are merely observing the outside world for artistic inspiration. As for this, she says, scrutinizing her sketch, it needs something. With a flourish, Miss Moore draws a neat moustache on the Lady of Shalott. God is in the details, she says. Except for Cecily, who strikes me more and more as a secret goody-goody, we're giggling over her boldness, happy to be naughty with her. Miss Moore's face comes alive with a smile, and my unease slips away. When I rush full speed into my room to retrieve Mary Dowd's diary, I run headlong into the back of Bridget, who is supervising the training of a new upstairs maid. I'm terribly sorry, I sputter, with as much dignity as I can, considering that I'm flat on the floor with my skirts up to my knees. Running into the broad Bridget is a bit like flinging myself into the side of a ship. There's a ringing in my head, and I fear I may go deaf from the crushing force of her.
Sorry, I and you should be,
Bridget says, yanking me to my feet and straightening my hem to a modest level. The new maid turns away, but I can see her slender shoulders bobbing from her stifled laughter. I start to thank Bridget for helping me to my feet, but she's only just begun her tirade.
Carrying on in that way, galloping like a stallion about to meet the Geldershears. Now I ask you, is that any way for a proper lady to conduct herself, huh? Now, what would Mrs. Nightwing say if she was to see you making such a spectacle of yourself?
I am sorry. I look down at my feet, hoping it passes for contrition. Bridget makes a clucking sound.
I'm glad you're sorry, then. What's got you in such a rush, then, eh? Mind you tell old Bridget the truth. After 20-some-odd years here, I've got keen eyes, I do.
I forgot my book, I say, stepping quickly to my closet. I grab my cape and slip the diary inside.
All that running about nearly killing folk for a book,
Bridget grumbles, as if it were she and not me lying dazed on the floor a moment ago. Sorry to have troubled you. I'll just be off, I say, attempting to sail past her.
Hold on a minute. Let's be sure you're presentable first.
Bridget takes my chin and tilts my face toward the light to inspect it. Her cheeks go pale. Is something the matter? I ask, wondering if I'm more injured than I thought. Bridget's backside may be formidable, but I don't think I could have sustained a bleeding head wound from my battle with it. Bridget drops my chin, backs away a bit, wiping her hands on her apron as if they're dirty.
Nothing. Just your eyes is very green. That's all. Go on now. You best catch up with the others.
And with that, she turns her attention to Molly, who is apparently using the feather duster in the wrong way, and I am free to go about my business.